Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to The Mental Space with Sean Garvey on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, WAOK.com, and on your Odyssey app. News to Talk 1380 WAOK. 4 out of 5 black American women are overweight or obese. That puts black women's health at risk and has the potential to cause or worsen other medical problems such as heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, cancer, and more. Joining with us on the Mental Space to talk more about it is Kalia Ali. She is a healthcare advocate, activist, designer, author, and daughter of the legendary and iconic former professional boxer Muhammad Ali. Kalia Ali on the Mental Space. Good evening. How are you doing, sister?
Good evening. I am so happy to be here with you. I'm well, but you know, we've got a lot of unpacking to do. There's a lot of work to do.
It is a lot of unpacking. You know, we recently did an episode on the Mental Space. I had two gentlemen on the show. We were talking about body shaming, and it seems that's the word that a lot of people, especially in media, uses to illustrate and to describe the reaction that people that are dealing with their own health problems or physical appearances, the reaction that they get from a lot of people that comes off very negatively. And part of the body shaming problems in America is, of course, weight issues. And so I want to, before we go any further, Kalia, I want to talk to you about your story and moments where you had to deal with your own weight issues, your own weight problems. Walk through us with your journey.
Like many people, and it's important for listeners out there to identify with this, my struggles with weight began at a very early age. I remember dieting at the age of 9 years old and being on the Today Show for the very first time. But, you know, sitting here today talking to you, I'm at my lowest adult weight ever. The one thing that I'm very present to is that this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. This is a lifelong battle. And the one thing that remains pure and clear with me is that whether I'm winning or losing, I'm always fighting, and I'm sure many people can identify with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people could, especially with me. I was never obese. I was always skinny, right? And I do have some family members that are obese, maybe only one or two. And as a skinny kid growing up, I had people make fun of me because of my size, my weight, being skinny and what have you. And then I would think, like, what would it be like if I was a big kid, if I was a full-figured kid walking to school, walking through the hallways? You know, would it be any different or would it be the same?
Right.
Being picked on and things of that sort. And, you know, looking back at it, it's definitely a mental health issue when you critique or poke fun at somebody who is obese and who is overweight. What do you think that comes from, Kalia? What do you think that comes from when somebody is, you know, being bullied or being made fun of because of their weight?
So a couple of things here. You know, one of the reasons, and I applaud Ethicon and the National Academy of Physicians for doing the Fight to Flourish campaign, and I'll share more information soon, in specifying our community, and specifically Black women, the importance lies in the fact that we have a very different narrative. We have the most difficult narrative of all as Black men and women. And then especially dealing with weight, which is one of the last great social prejudices that's just publicly and openly embraced. So this campaign is about connecting, talking, identifying, supplying tools, gems, pearls of wisdom, so you can hear your own story and take your first step forward, which is often the most difficult part. So during our roundtable, we had four beautiful, powerful, all African-American women, all sisters, who sat down with us and authentically shared the real facts, fears, and challenges that they have in their lives. And I have to tell you, it was a really powerful session. You can find it and go to familydoctor.org/healthy-weight and see the conversation in its entirety and hear my story as well. Or you can go to social media and use #FightToFlourish and join the conversation. But circling back to what you said about shaming and, you know, bullying, it's real.
Yeah.
And it has serious effects, but specifically within our community. I think that narrative shifts entirely, and that's why we're focusing on specifically our brothers and sisters in this campaign. Not just because we're disproportionately suffering, because there is a different narrative, because there isn't a level playing ground. You know, far too often we know that we live in food deserts. We have structural racism and other barriers that keep us from getting the essential things that we need that come far too easily to others, not only for ourselves, but to effectively raise our babies and our children. So it's a fight all the way around, and I'm in it.
You're in the trenches. You're in the trenches.
You
right
betcha.
There. Well, hang on. We are up against a break, Kalia. We want to talk more about obesity among Black women. A very serious matter and a serious conversation that we need to have right here on the mental space as it affects mental health. So Sean Garvey, my special guest, Kalia Ali, we have her on the telephone line talking about fighting obesity among Black women. It's the Mental Space on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome back to the Mental Space with Sean Garvey on News Talk 1380 WAOK, as I am talking to healthcare advocate, activist, designer, author, and daughter of former professional boxer Muhammad Ali. We have the one and only Kalia Ali on the telephone lines to talk about a new PSA campaign, Fighting to Flourish, featuring Kalia Ali herself, highlights the impacts of obesity, particularly for Black women. Kalia Ali on the telephone line on the Mental Space. Now, when we talk about Black women in today's society, Kalia, you know, we talk about the good, we talk about the bad, and we also talk about the ugly. We peel so many layers on today's Black women, and one of the things is, of course, obese. And like I just mentioned just a few moments ago, Four out of five Black American women are overweight or obese. That could cause so many long-term health-related issues, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, even cancer, and so much more. And when you think about this, Kalia, what goes through your mind, what goes through your thoughts on hearing these issues that can, will, or has always happened to Black women in this country?
I think the reality for me is far too real. I personally have lost actually two people very dear to me. In the past year and a half, I lost my brother in spirit, and he was my best friend. I'm also very concerned about the fact that a lot of these issues and words around comorbidities like heart attacks and diabetes are reaching its hand back and finding its way into the pediatric vernacular and claiming our children too. So the struggle's real.
Yeah.
And it's a layered struggle. I mean, we're up against a lot, but what we have to do is begin to unpack it take the first step and get what's tangible. I mean, healthcare itself is so deeply personal. Everybody's different. What works for one person may not necessarily work for another. For me, it was bariatric surgery. Not the same for everyone else. But that's why I encourage everyone to get the help of a medical professional to determine what the best plan is for your own unique circumstances.
Of course, where I come from, there would be so many fast food restaurants around the corner. We're talking about your McDonald's, your Wendy's, everything that doesn't have nothing to do with health or eating healthy, right? And so some of the naysayers, Khalia, will say or might say, well, you know, hey, in order for you to not continue to be obese, just stop going to these fast food restaurants, to these accessible places where you know they are serving unhealthy foods, and go to the gym and exercise. Is it really as simple as what the naysayers say? Is it really that simple, or does it make it more harder for a person who is obese to hear that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And not follow suit.
So, you know, I'm not going to call them naysayers, because diet and exercise is definitely an option. And whether you choose a bariatric procedure or not, no doctor is ever going to out-operate your poor diet and lack of inactivity. I think what we have to look at is reinventing some of these meals, or taking a look at the socioeconomics behind what it costs a person or a family to put a good meal on a table, to broaden our options, to switch up our recipes. I think you're in Atlanta, most notably. My sister Layla Ali has these brilliant seasonings that make vegetables and salads and healthy foods taste amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to change the way we look at things, and the things we look at will then change.
Khalia Ali on the telephone line talking about the fight to end obesity. And I want to acknowledge that October, we are in the month of October. October is Health Literacy Month. Let me ask you, like, why is it so important? Why is improving health literacy so important to lowering the rates of obesity in the Black community, who are disproportionately impacted by this disease?
Well, these comorbidities change the quality of our lives, and they kill. So it's incredibly important that, again, one step at a time, we reach out to our medical team, our family physician, we sit down and we make a plan. But until then, we join a broader conversation, such as Flight to Flourish, which you can find on all social media platforms at #FightToFlourish, and you can join it yourself, and begin listening to the dialogue and the stories of others, where, again, you can find those pearls of wisdom or stories of courage that help you define your narrative and chart your path. It's kind of like, those are the gloves you put on. We gave you the gloves, but then you've got to get in the ring and fight. And that's up to you to choose which path you take.
Yeah, at the end of the day, everyone has a choice to end the disease or end. I think it's a state of mind at the end of the day. Like, you know, being sick or what have you, you think that, oh, I am so sick, I don't know if I'm going to get through the day. But it's all a state of mind. It's all in what you choose to put in your body and how you want to live. Hey, Khalia, we're up against another break. Hold that thought, because I have a feeling you have something to say on what I just said. So I want you to hang tight. Do you have a few moments, a few more minutes to hang tight with us?
I have all the time in the world for you, my friend.
All right. Absolutely. Khalia Ali on the telephone line, The Mental Space with Sean Garvey, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's the Mental Space with Sean Garvey on News and Talk 1380 WAOK, WAOK.com, and on the Odyssey app, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Don't forget to follow us on all social media, 1380 WAOK, Twitter, and on Instagram, and on Facebook, WAOK 1380, the voice of the community. If you are just now tuning into the Mental Space, I am talking to Kalia Ali, healthcare advocate, activist, designer, author, and daughter of the iconic former professional boxer Muhammad Ali. We're talking about a new PSA campaign, Fight to Flourish, which highlights the impact of obesity in Black women and the fight obesity among Black women. And Kalia Ali on the telephone lines with me. Switching gears, but staying on the same subject matter as it pertains to obesity, switching gears to pop culture and entertainment. And some people that are listening to this conversation that me and you are having right now, the first person that comes to everybody's minds when it comes to obesity in pop culture is Lizzo. And Lizzo, of course, during her time in the entertainment business, she's been getting plenty of negative feedback and criticism from whether it's people on social media or other people in the entertainment industry, from comedian Ari Spears to even most recently Kanye West when he made comments about Lizzo's weight. And we've seen and heard the comments that Lizzo has made in response to those critics. So from your VIP seat, I know you see and you hear what's going on. Why?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to stop you now. I love that woman. You know, as someone who spent over 25 years in fashion, I started my career at Ford Models as a plus-size model. And as a designer, had my own collection at Focus, placed special emphasis on plus-size. Going back to where this conversation began with bullying, we all are beautiful and deserve to feel beautiful. And Lizzo, without any apologies and without any exceptions, has made that statement. I can't emphasize enough how this is a personal journey and how you define your health and what your own personal health is your own and your own business. I think that she is a significant force in our culture. And I went to her concert just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. One of the most beautiful nights, filled with love and self-acceptance, and to receive her gratitude for the love that we gave her, mm-hmm, was one of the great experiences of my life. I applaud her, I support her, and I love my sister.
Mm-hmm. I never met Lizzo before. I hate it when... And I hate to use hate because that's such a very strong word. But I dislike when people say things about other people and they never met them in their entire life. And they just only go by what they see on TV and thinking that, okay, this person talks about this in their music and presents a certain type of persona on TV or on the radio. But we don't know what that person is. We don't know who that person really is or what that person is going through. So I feel for Lizzo. I feel for Lizzo having to, and I applaud Lizzo for just firing back at the comments and still doing what she is doing, because, you know, she could have quit doing music just based off of the comments that she get from her attractors and from critics. So I think it's very important to have conversations like these on fighting obesity in Black women, especially with Lizzo being not just a Black entertainer, but also...
I mean, listen, my father was unapologetic about for his love of himself. Mm. And that's one of the greatest lessons and gifts he gave me as his child. And in order to take this journey, I always say the first step is to look within and to develop a sense of self-love and respect for yourself, mm, which is a greater struggle for us more than anyone else walking Earth. So we don't need any more hate or bullying of people that are out there making a difference, proclaiming their self-love for themselves, whether it be Lizzo or the sound, the beautiful sound that my father left here on this earth that resonated so strongly, our people were even to find more love in themselves.
Beautiful words right there. Khalil Ali on the Mental Space with Sean Garvey. COVID-19, something in Americans' history or in global history that we will never forget, impacted us all. No matter what race, no matter what size, it impacted us all. But what has it meant for the Black community and for the obesity epidemic in particular? Let's say you.
Well, COVID certainly impacted everyone across the world, but disproportionately affected our community, as well as those who are overweight. That's very important to note within this conversation. You know, COVID definitely made a contribution to obesity. There were some people that found themselves overweight that became obese during this period. Mm-hmm. There were some people struggling with obesity that fell into greater despair. During the conversation, and again, I really ask you to tune in and take a listen to what we talked about. The ladies openly shared about how COVID affected their lives, and I was able to share how it affected mine as well. And again, let me just take a moment to tell you, you can hear this conversation at familydoctor.org/healthy-weight, or go to any of your social media platforms and just hashtag fight to flourish. But yes, COVID was tragic. And I believe I said at the top of the hour, my best friend who I lost passed away from complications of both cardiac-related comorbidities and COVID. Mm. And I'm sure for listeners listening, it's far too common that either you in your house or someone you love was affected very much the same way. So we've got to fight.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sorry for your loss. I lost plenty of people during COVID-19, and some in which wasn't even COVID-related. But to actually have people that you love and you lost during that same year, it definitely affects you mentally. You know, it affects you mentally. You're depressed. You're isolated from people, especially making yourself even more isolated due to the fact that a lot of us had to stay at home and stay shelter in place during the pandemic. So many different variables came out of that COVID-19 pandemic. And even coming out of it a year later, or still going in the pandemic into the endemic, I noticed plenty of people that picked up what some people refer to as COVID weight. My question to you is there a such thing as COVID weight?
Yeah, there was.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Fortunately for me, I had just received my revisional procedure, so I kind of went the opposite direction. But I still shared that journey with family, friends, and loved ones who struggled and battled their weight during COVID, who battled to remain active, who battled to not walk into the, you know, kitchen every other hour in the hour. The struggle was real.
I think I looked at myself in the mirror about a year after COVID, you know, because COVID happened in 2020. And I looked at the mirror. I was like, you know, I think I may have picked up some COVID weight, too. You know, that's all I did just at home. I still had to go to work, but staying at home and eating foods, eating what I call as comfort food. You know, here in the South, we call it comfort food. So whenever you're experiencing a form of anxiety, depression, you're traumatized, etc., you have that access to comfort food. You don't have the mindset at that moment, right, to go into the kitchen and cook. And I was in a place where I couldn't cook in the kitchen. That's a different conversation for a different time. But I was at a place where I was so depressed, Kalia. I was so depressed that I just didn't have the wherewithal or the mindset to go into the kitchen and cook. It was the wings. It was Chinese food. It was, you know, I had vegan burgers. You know, I had a little bit of vegan burgers myself, too. But it was just access to so many processed foods that I could access to. And I saw myself not taking care of myself because I was just going through so much mentally.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, I mean, certainly COVID was an extraordinary time where people found themselves in extraordinary circumstances. But looking forward and going back to where we began, in most cases, it comes down to choice. And then maybe sometimes when we're limited and have limited resources, we're left to negotiate the best option.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know we only have a few minutes left with you, Kalia Ali, right here on The Mental Space. I want to go back and talk about Black women because, of course, this campaign is for Black women to face obesity. How does social media play a role in this conversation and in this campaign? As a person who goes on social media a lot, I see the filter. I see women living their best life. I see women post pictures and videos of them just doing their thing, living their best life, right? And it doesn't matter if they are big or small. You know, I've seen some women who are full figure of plus size do their thing on social media. But behind the scenes, they are going through so much. It's like almost they're wearing a mask in front of everyone's faces. So how does social media and Black women play a role in this conversation that we're having, including your campaign?
Well, I think it's out there like anything else. And I think balance is key. And I hope that the Fight to Flourish campaign offers that kind of balance. You know, the situation was such that when you've got four Black women together who let their hair down, got real and comfortable, including me, that makes five, we were able to cover a lot of important territory and begin a lot of painful dialogue, a lot of empowering dialogue that was necessary and missing. And so while there might be a lot out there that might be less than desirable or authentically inspiring, I'm happy to offer something that is.
And you recently discussed in your book, Fighting Weight. It is in its third printing and published, and appearing on so many television network shows and like even the Today Show, and to raise the awareness of obesity in Black women. What is your end game? What is the end game to your campaign and to you speaking about fighting weight? You know, as a sister, as a Black woman, what is the end game?
Well, quite simply, there is no end game. Obesity is a terrible disease. And I'm very aware I'm going to be fighting it my entire life. So rather than this campaign being an end game, it's more about where we start, how we start, and moving together, forward, fighting. Sometimes losing, sometimes winning, but we never take those gloves off and give up the fight.
All right. I love it. Now, where should people go to learn more?
Please join us at familydoctor.org/healthy-weight or on all social media handles, #toflourish. Excuse me, #FightToFlourish.
Okay.
So #FightToFlourish.
Okay.
Yes.
If you don't mind, give it to our audience one more time, if you don't mind.
FamilyDoctor.org/healthy-weight or on all social media platforms, Fight to Flourish.
All right. And as we
hashtag Fight to Flourish.
Fight to Flourish. Okay. And as we're getting ready to close out this very important conversation in hopes that this will be ongoing, what advice would you give to other women facing this journey?
Look us up. Listen to the conversation. Please participate in the conversation. Then sit down with your healthcare providers or whatever team you work with and start discussing what options are best for you. And be determined not to give up and just keep fighting.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kalia Ali on the Mental Space, healthcare advocate, activist, designer, author, and daughter of former professional boxer Muhammad Ali, on a mission to fight obesity against black women. All right. So, Kalia Ali, we really appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on the Mental Space today. And we look forward to hearing some more great things coming out of your campaign. And we're going to continue to support the journey with you.
Think you're going to more than hear. You're going to see some results out of this campaign.
Oh, you know, I love it. I'm a result-driven type of guy. So
There
you go. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank
Kalia.
You, Lev. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.